Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition, we help you get ready for the summer with boating and seasonal safety tips from the NYPD Harbor Unit, and remembering two police officers who lost their lives, Frank Hennessy and Kevin Lee, were commemorated this Police Memorial Week. Once every year, the sound of taps echoes throughout police headquarters, paying tribute to the latest New York City police officers to lose their lives or become disabled in the line of duty. May 15th has been Police Officers Memorial Day since 1963, approved by Congress and proclaimed by President John F. Kennedy. The day recognizes those who selflessly serve and protect the public. This year, police officers Francis J. Hennessy and Kevin M. Lee were honored for their sacrifice to New York City. Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly spoke before the police memorial wall bearing their names and those of dozens of other officers who lost their lives.
It is said of our nation's heroes that their remembrance will be as lasting as the land that they honored. In New York City, heroes like police officers Frank Hennessy and Kevin Lee live forever in the collective memory. Here are inscribed the names of members of the department dating back to our earliest days, men and women, police officers and civilians, individuals who gave their lives to make New York City safe for all of us.
Police Officer Hennessy was born in Ireland and moved to the United States in 1991. He became a New York City police officer 6 years later in December 1997. Hennessy was on duty in the 70th Precinct in Brooklyn when he suffered a brain aneurysm after responding to a call of shots fired. Frank, as he was called by his friends, earned numerous commendations and was known to be a hard worker. Sergeant Eddie Kramer was his supervisor.
Frank was a dedicated father and a loyal husband. He was a great friend and a terrific cop. He has touched so many lives in a positive way. He will be deeply missed, but never forgotten.
Police Officer Kevin Lee volunteered as an auxiliary police officer before joining the department officially in 1995. He was working for the Manhattan North Anti-Crime Grand Larceny Team and was in the midst of apprehending a suspect whom he had just chased down when he suffered a heart attack. At the time of his death last year, Lee had been with the department nearly 10 years. He spent time in the 30th Precinct in New York City's Harlem and made over 200 arrests during his service. Officer Erica Schutte was his partner.
Kevin was a dedicated cop. He loved working and teaching the new cops the job. He was an asset to the Grand Larceny Unit, and his wisdom and knowledge will be carried on in his memory forever. Kevin will be sorely missed by those who had the good fortune to work with and learn from him.
To police officers Francis J. Hennessy and Kevin M. Lee, the department and city are forever grateful. Turning now to seasonal safety, if you're planning to enjoy the warm weather on the water, you better know where your PFD is. Here is Sergeant Joe Grasso of the NYPD's Harbor Unit to explain that and much more.
Hi, this is Sergeant Grasso of the New York City Police Department Harbor Unit. I'm about to give you the 10 safety tips in regards to safe boating and safe operating a personal watercraft. Tip number one, take a safe boating course. Now you can do this with the New York State Parks, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, or the Power Squadron. You will obtain a safe boating certificate, and you will also learn about navigation rules, emergency procedures, weather, equipment, etc. Safety tip number two, wear your life jacket. Most people who are killed while pleasure boating usually drown, and this is because they are not wearing a PFD, also known as a life jacket. If you're wearing your life jacket and you were to fall into the water, you would not drown. and help would be able to assist and get you out of the water. Tip number 3, learn to swim. The best thing anyone can do to stay safe around the water is learn how to swim. This is always your best defense in any emergency situation. Number 4, no alcohol. Boating and alcohol do not mix. Alcohol impairs your judgment, your balance, and your coordination. Over 50% of all drownings are from people who are intoxicated. Do not operate a boat or a PWC while you are drinking. Other stresses that also involve and add to drinking would be the sun, wind, noise, and vibration. Number 5, watch the weather. Listen to the wind forecast. That is very important. Most people during the summer hear that it's going to be 90, 100 degrees, and they would think it's okay to go boating and that it's going to be beautiful weather. It may be beautiful warm temperatures, but that would also make the wind very turbulent and very strong. Generally, between 5 to 10 knots would incorporate safe boating, and anything more than that, 15 to 20 knots, would be considered a small craft advisory and dangerous boating. Number 6, develop a float plan. Anytime you go boating, you have to let someone know, usually a family member or a responsible person, of the details of your boating trip, whether you are going out fishing, or doing some general cruising, or maybe out on your PWC, let somebody know. This way, let's say that your boat was to break down, this would give help, like 911, the police, or the United States Coast Guard, a general area and a starting point on where to go to look for you. You will be able to be reached and be helped. Number 7, get your boat checked. The Coast Guard Auxiliary and also the United States Power Squadron at no cost will come down to your boat and they will go through all the safety equipment that is on your boat. When this is completed, they will give you a certification sticker that you can place on your window. This will let law enforcement and also Coast Guard know that your boat is in compliance with all the safety regulations and equipment and that you have them on board. Number 8, know the location of your safety equipment. This is very important because let's say that you had an emergency while on your boat, somebody was to get cut or get injured or not feeling well. You have to know exactly where to go to at that exact moment to obtain the safety equipment. Now this could be a life jacket, it could be a first aid kit, it could also be maybe a flare, maybe a horn or a whistle, and even a fire extinguisher. Number 9, be aware of carbon monoxide. All boat engines produce carbon monoxide, commonly known as CO2. This is odorless, colorless, poisonous gas that can kill you in a matter of minutes. Number 10, never go out alone. And this means general boating or operating a personal watercraft. Let's say that you were to become injured or sick while out on the water and you were to be by yourself. Nobody would be able to call for help or assistance. Let's all have an enjoyable boating season. Remember to practice these 10 safety tips and to be a responsible boater.
Sergeant Joe Grasso from the NYPD Harbor Unit. You can learn more about the Harbor Unit in the video edition of Inside the NYPD launching this month. See the scuba and harbor teams preparing for the annual Fleet Week in New York City and get a glimpse of some of their rigorous rescue training. You'll find the Inside the NYPD video podcast on the official website of the New York City Police Department and through iTunes. Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.